I guess, as a doctor in the practice, you must have known that Adam Killian was terminally ill.
Yes, I did. But I don't see what that has to do with Kerjean.
I just wondered if there was any way that Kerjean might have known about it, too.
Ha!
The old man waved a hand in the air, and his exclamation drew a slightly startled look from the Labrador.
He certainly wouldn't have heard it from me. And to be honest, I never exchanged more than a few words with the man, so I wouldn't have known what he knew or didn't know about anything.
Oh, okay. Enzo was hardly surprised. It had always been a long shot. Sometimes doctors knew more about their patients than others, but it seemed that no one had ever got close to Kerjean, except for a handful of women.
You might ask Elizabeth, though. She spent more time with him than any of us.
Enzo turned to look at the doctor.
Elizabeth Servat?
She was a nurse in the practice when Alain first joined.
Yes, she told me.
Specialized in physical therapy and re-education. As I recall, Kerjean had a fall on his boat and broke a leg in two places. Elizabeth went out to his place at Locmaria twice a week for a couple of months to get him walking properly again.
He chuckled once more.
2 to 3 hours a week in the man's company. He wasn't the most forthcoming I've ever met, but they must have talked about something.
Enzo stopped for a bite to eat in Le Bourg, and it was early afternoon by the time he got back to Port Mélite. Charlotte and the baby had been on his mind all morning, a constant distraction gnawing away at his concentration, like back pain or a toothache that never lets you forget it is there. He was determined to confront her. Jane Killian's car was parked as usual beneath the trees above the beach. When he got out of his jeep, he heard the tick-tick of cooling metal coming from beneath its hood, so she was recently returned from somewhere. He was halfway across the lawn toward the annex when he heard her voice calling to him from the house.
"If you're looking for Charlotte, she's not there."
Enzo stopped and turned.
"Oh, is she with you?"
Jane shook her head.
"No, Enzo. She's gone."
He stood staring at her for a moment.
"Gone where?"
"Left. The island, I mean. I took her to the ferry late this morning."
Enzo felt the colour rising on his cheeks, his skin stinging as if he had been slapped, and he wondered if Jane was taking pleasure in this.
"Okay. Thanks," was all he said.